Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
John Fenderson is Wheat Technical Product Manager for the Southern Plains for Bayer West Bread. He says 2023 has been a tough production year, and in some locations it'll mean tight seed supplies for planting the 2024 crop.
Seed supplies are going to be pretty tight again. Central Oklahoma is going to be in pretty good shape. I think Central Texas is in good shape. Central Kansas is not necessarily in very good shape. And the western areas are all in pretty tough shape. So if they didn't put wheat under irrigation, they're going to be tight supplies. So if you have certain varieties that you're particularly interested in, contact your seed supplier, get those supplies secured. I know that seed suppliers in the eastern part of the wheat growing region are saying that they're getting calls earlier this year than they've ever had. So make sure that you secure your seed supplies as soon as possible.
Check with your Westbred sales representative now, or you can go to westbred.com to learn more about the high-yielding varieties Westbred offers.
Well, Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom set off on their Bedlam road trip yesterday, taking off from the Oklahoma Department of Ag, Food, and Forestry. That was their first stop of the trip. I had the opportunity to visit with Melody Offield, the development coordinator for Ag in the Classroom, who said this is a good trip to introduce many teachers to agriculture.
We are so excited to take 51 teachers with us to do Ag Bedlam, and we're going to spend one day in the Norman OU area. Yes, there's a little ag there, and 2 days then in Stillwater and at OSU. And so we're excited. We're going to go to the National Weather Service, see the Mesonet. OU even has an equestrian team. We're going to talk to them. Then we're going to spend some time at OSU. We're going to go to FAPC. We're going to go to the vet med school. We're going to go to farms. We're going to see lots of beef cattle. We're going to get to have a dinner tomorrow night at the Oak Club, and so we're going to have steaks, and that's going to be a lot of fun to introduce these teachers to agriculture. And so some of them have a background in agriculture and some of them do not, and so we're excited to introduce them to all things ag.
Also coming up on July the 25th for Ag in the Classroom is their big conference.
So about a little more than a month from now, we'll have a conference at the MetroTech Center here in Oklahoma City, and hopefully we'll have about 300 teachers. You can register online, and we're so excited to have you as our keynote speaker. But we facilitate that event, and teachers from around the state have breakout sessions. And so for all, whatever you teach, we have early childhood sessions, elementary, middle school, and high school sessions. We'll have four or five breakouts through the day. Keynote, we'll give out some awards, and it'll be a fun day.
And you still can register.
Oh, absolutely. And it's free.
To get signed up for the 2023 Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom Summer Conference, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. We've got a link in the story for our Ag in the Classroom folks. Well, Livestock Marketing Association is a member-based trade association that services livestock markets. I had an opportunity to catch up with Isabella Misich from LNMA, who talked about this week's convention that kicks off in Florida.
Yes, I'm really excited. We're currently here in Arcadia, Florida, setting up for our auctioneer contest, which will take place Saturday, June 10th. I'm really excited. But before that, we are actually going to be in Punta Gorda at the Charlotte Harbor Event and Conference Center for our annual meeting of our members throughout the United States. So really exciting. This year, we have a little over 400 registrants, just a good time to network and meet people from all across the United States that are part of our livestock marketing association. So really excited, really looking forward to that. And then on Friday, June 9th, that afternoon, we kick off, which I know a lot of people are really excited about, the auctioneer contest, the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship.
Once again, you can watch the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship live on the Livestock Marketing Association's Facebook page or the LMA website. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I listen to radio to stay up on news, weather, current events around the local community.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
It kind of just takes my mind off of the drive, getting some relevant information that's in time.
It's always nice to know what's going on. Okay, what can I do? Well, listen to the what's coming up and you can plan your day.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.